dive into your question because it was very tied to this. Perfect. The first, you sent a question last time, which I'll just quickly summarize. Aaron said, if my 5-year average car expenses are $1,000, should I be allocating money each month to fund this amount? If so, should I be doing this with all other categories that are not monthly recurring, but rather are variable? Okay. And so our answer to that is absolutely. First of all, Aaron, we totally celebrated you and the fact that you knew what your 5-year average car expenses were. That is rock star knowledge in terms of showing up to this work. But yes, the way that we approach this at Abundance Bound is utilizing what we call planned savings. Okay. So to regroup everyone here, the issue for many, many people is that, first of all, we don't track and we don't know what our monthly number is. But even when we do track, and we do know what our monthly number is, most people are only including the things that basically show up every single month. So if every single month I have $4,000 worth of regular monthly expenses, then any month that I earn $4,000, I think I'm okay. The problem is all of those things that do not happen every month. And especially for non-traditional earners, we tend to also be non-traditional spenders, which means our actors, we have expenses tied to our acting career. Some of them are every month, but some of them are big hits once a year or twice a year. But there's also other things. Anybody drive a car? That car is absolutely going to break down. We have to stop pretending that these things are emergencies and are surprises. Do you have a pet? That pet is going to need to visit the vet, right? Do you own a home? You are going to have to repair that home. Why do we all act like the winter holidays are a surprise every year? You are going to buy gifts for your family. Many of us are going to travel. And yet it's like, what? It's Christmas. What's happening, right? My budget has gone out the window. And so those are the kinds of things that we actually plan for. So Aaron, I don't love the language emergency account, because I feel like most of us are showing up like everything that isn't our monthly rent is an emergency, right? And it's just not. So I call it planned savings because I want us to plan to spend that money. The other reason why planned savings is really important is because we need to get out of that cycle of saying, well, I saved money, but then I spent it. Yeah, I saved all of this money, but then this happened and I had to spend it, and beating up on ourselves for that. Guys, we, especially as non-traditional earners, we must save money to spend. I actually want you to be celebrating when you are able to utilize the money you have saved to pay for these things that inevitably happen. So what we do is we distinguish between planned savings and wealth savings. Those are two different things. Wealth savings is what we are trying our best not to spend. Planned savings, we plan to spend it. Okay. And so we want to be, again, celebrating when that money is there to cover the things that we have wisely planned for. So, Aaron, you added to your question this time and said, after listing all my 5-year variable expenses, things I don't pay for on a monthly basis, I couldn't help but feel overwhelmed by the amount of items on the list and the average monthly total. My mind instantly reacted by saying, time to land a higher paying full-time job. I questioned if a chunk of items could be omitted from the list. So my questions are, how do I determine which variable expenses to include as part of my planned savings account and which ones to exclude? What are some questions to ask myself to better help me sort this out? Okay. What I love about this question, Erin, is first of all, guys, Erin then sent a spreadsheet because originally, Erin, I think you didn't expect to be here today. And so we reached out and asked for a little bit more information, which he was able to beautifully provide. Some of you guys know when you show me on a spreadsheet, I'm like, happy you have made me today. Okay. But so, Erin, you sent a spreadsheet that makes a couple things clear. Okay. You did the work. You did the work. Erin has here a column for his monthly recurring bills, rent, water bill, electricity, gym membership, phone bill, health insurance. I mean, all of it, it's all there. He has his 2022 monthly averages. He also has a column with his 5-year average, which says to me, and this is just a question I want to ask you, Erin, do you utilize a tracking system that you were able to use to pull this together? How did you get your 5-year averages?
So I've been tracking since 2018 using an Excel spreadsheet. That's where I got it from.
Beautiful. All right. So one of the things that we are also going to be really leaning into this year is tracking. But Erin, long before you came to us, you were already doing that. So guys, power cycle, clarity. These numbers don't lie. Super interesting. Erin, his 1-year average was higher by roughly $500 a month or change, right? Which makes sense. Probably your expenses over the last few years have probably increased a bit as you've been investing more in your career. Also, you know, looking at a wider period of time is going to spread those things out even more. But that's really valuable information to understand. You should be really safe using a 1-year average. It also shows you, right, like spread out over time. It might even be a little bit better than that. Part of what you are now hitting up against is what you very honestly shared. I couldn't help but feel overwhelmed, right? Okay. But what you get to do is you get to say, I feel this understandable, normal, you're a human being, there's right, anxiety, all of that stuff, right? And I have this information, both, okay? What most people do, Erin, and this is why it's so great for you to share this with us, and this is an opportunity for you. What most of us do is, we don't want to know. We don't want to know. We're looking. What our 5-year average is and the extra, nope, I want to know, right? So maybe I've done this work for my monthly averages, okay, and I'll focus on that, but I'm just, not looking at that. I'm good over here, okay? I would need an extra every single month to really account for what my life has been costing me. Now, to me, it's not about now you come from this place of, oh my gosh, time to land a higher paying full-time job. But it is about, Erin, you've now got some really valuable information about what sustaining your life as an actor long term, which I assume is what you want, what that really takes, what it takes allowing for these things that come up. You are already contributing an amount every month to your Roth. Fabulous, right? We know that ultimately my target for you is going to be that you're growing to the place where you're maxing out your Roth, right? All of us, the younger that we start maxing out our Roth, the sooner we are building the independence that gives us all kinds of options. So what does this do for you? It tells you, this is really my first earnings target. That's really my first earnings target. It doesn't sound to me like you're in any kind of desperate situation, but why as humans do we continue to need to get to desperate situations before we act, right? You're someone who is clearly setting yourself up to build your career powerfully. And a part of that is going to be becoming as powerful an earner as you can be and doing that with multiple streams of income and doing that as powerfully as possible. Our mastery conversation for February, I am so excited. We are having your fellow member, Kathy Vu, is going to be having a conversation with me about what she has done throughout her career to build a stability for herself that allows her to be powerfully pursuing her acting career, you guys, while being a rock star in terms of building wealth and financial independence. So both things are what we want. We're not looking, Aaron, to figure out how could Aaron just get by if he only, that's not the goal. So to me, what I would want you to do beyond just continuing, obviously, the tracking that you're doing is, I would say, how do you look at, okay, what's the monthly total that includes the variable expenses as well? What is my current revenue model? How am I generating income? And how am I, what are some of the ways that I can now start putting energy towards growing that? I always come back to whatever it is that you are on this planet to do, how long do you intend to do it? And we had a call a few months ago or a couple months ago where I had you guys put in the chat, based on however old you are now, how many more years do you hope to do whatever it is that you are here to do? And we got numbers anywhere from another 15 to 20 years, all the way up to like another 60 years, right? Based on the range of ages in this program. So let's just sit in the middle of that and say, 40 years, Aaron, do you hope to be doing what you are doing on this world, on this planet for another 40 years? Okay. What does 40 years deserve over the next 1 year, 2 years, 5 years? What does it deserve? Because the shift that all of us have to make, and some of us make it sooner, some of us make it later, but the shift we all have to make is we're clear on what we want. But what are we willing to do to get what we want? That's where the emotional intelligence comes in, right? The emotional maturity comes in. And so this to me is just that next phase of growth for you. When I look at your list, Erin, okay, some of these things are absolute musts. You gotta do the car state registration. You definitely gotta do car repair, right? Some of these things are musts. All of your acting related subscriptions. Now, your pet, love seeing this, pet medical, pet boarding, right? These are real things. Now, could you look at things like my personal development expenses, my home shopping, my clothing, and make different choices as they arise? Absolutely, you could decide I'm really, really watching those areas. But I feel like this has given you an incredible tool that you now get to approach this question, not from a place of stress or anxiety or desperation, but from a, I'm in this for the long haul. How do I use this information in a really powerful way? I'd be grateful if you keep us posted on how you answer this question, okay? As I've shared, guys, as I shared in 2022, I'm really leaning in this year to our roadmap because I feel like it's so key, right? But also to earning, and to this question of, are you in this for the long haul? Because if you're in this for the long haul, then we really need to be willing. It is not easy. We need to be willing to examine our hearts for how much we are still hanging on to magical thinking, right? You guys know I believe in magic, but not magical thinking. I think I must show up like there's no magic if I want magic to happen in my life. I'm going to be hitting hard this year because I believe that at the end of the day, if we keep refusing as individuals to answer that question for ourselves, we stay precarious. And that is not what allows us to really go after the things that we want.
Hey there, it's Miata. As non-traditional earners, when it comes to money, things are always changing. But what if instead of that being stressful, you had a place where you could get personalized coaching to navigate all of your questions? Join us in the Financial Empowerment Program, and you'll have multiple opportunities every month to engage in live management Q&A sessions just like this one.